Broadcasting live from the City of the Angels, your native Los Angelina now throws open the gates to rock and roll paradise. Spinning the platters that matter. No wasted chatter. Only the best guests and later for the rest. She's ready to scratch some boss wax from the hits to the misses. You dig her cool sonic kisses. Stay on the beam with the queen of the scene, the slick chick with the picks that click. She's at the mic with the sounds you like. That's right, hipsters, groovers, movers, and shakers. There ain't no maybe. It's your very own 45 RPM jet jockey, Miss Angel Baby.
Your favorite dish. octopus.
Girl came with Frankenstein, but acid in the soup, poison in the wine. Weird things crawled from under the sea, and witches cackled up a storm of fiendish glee. Dracula, well, bless my soul, took the thing from outer space and they did the stroll. The five-fingered beast at the time of his life and threw an atom bomb at Dr. Cyclops' wife. Struck 12, I hollered out,
"Police!"
That's when Jack the Ripper did his party piece. There was a whole lot of shaking till the sun came up. With one more scream, I woke up.
We had a ooh, heart of party. We had a ooh, heart of party. Everybody had a screaming ball. Last night at Dracula Hall, everybody had a screaming ball.
In Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at dublab.com. You're tuned in to my Halloween horror show. I've got many ghoulish guests with me today: the Hollywood Flames, the Upperclassmen, Morgus and the Three Ghouls, Screaming Lord Such with the Savages, the One-Way Streets, the Bugs, the Moon Truckers, the Rockin' Ghosts, Johnny Saint and the Sinners, and tons more, all from the grooves of 1950s and 60s original 45s. We kicked off with a monster party set, most fitting. You just heard Screamin' Ball at Dracula Hall, that was the DuPonts. Before that was Frankenstein's Den, the Hollywood Flames, and then kicking off the show, Midnight Monsters Hop, Jack and Jim, and I'm sure everyone's going to be going to their own monster hop tonight. Okay, we'll keep going on with this theme. We got a monster dance set. It's going to kick off with the Voodoo Walk, Sonny Richards, Panics, with Cindy and Misty here at dublab.com.
Goodbye, my dear. Come again.
The night was dark. The moon was high. I was walking along, holding hands with my guy, when all of a sudden his breath became quick. His eyes began flashing. These words fell from his lips. I'll take you to the voodoo lair. It's mighty weird down there. The werewolf does the voodoo walk. Instead of monster mash, you stalk. The mummy does it with a thud. When the vampire does it, he drinks your blood. Do a little walk, give a funny quiver. Walk on back and give a little shiver. Fly back in and then begin to stalk. Just like a shadow, that's a voodoo walk. All the ghouls do it, it'll go up to your head. Come to the voodoo walk, the dance of the dead. Shadow, that's a voodoo walk. All the ghouls do it, it'll go to your head. Come to the voodoo walk, the dance of the dead. To the voodoo walk, the dance of the dead. To the voodoo walk, the dance of the dead. To the voodoo walk, the dance of the dead. To the voodoo walk, the dance of the dead. To the voodoo walk, the dance of the dead. The voodoo walk, the dance of the dead. Do the voodoo walk, the dance of the dead. Do the voodoo walk, the dance of the dead.
You're all invited to a party. Come along now.
Let's go down to the haunted house. Gonna be a party there tonight. All the zombies who dig cha-cha-cha, 1 o'clock they're gonna come in sight.
Cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha with the zombies, cha-cha with the zombies. Have you ever seen a swinging ghost? Cha-cha with the zombies, cha-cha with the zombies. Wow, those zombies are the most. There's one chick in the zombie tribe. Everybody calls her Nervous Flo. When she's shaking, we all lose our minds. All to see that crazy zombie go.
Cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha with the zombies, cha-cha with the zombies. Ever seen a swinging ghost? Cha-cha with the zombies, cha-cha with the zombies. Wow, those zombies are the most. They won't stop till the moon goes down, till the morning sun comes into view. Cha-cha-cha with you.
Cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha with the zombies, cha-cha with the zombies. Have you ever seen a swinging ghost? Cha-cha with the zombies, cha-cha with the zombies. Wow, those zombies are the most. Wow, those zombies are the most.
Glad you came now.
Ooh, there's an old house on top of the hill. Around about midnight, but everything's still.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you going to buy me a drink?
How about coming for a ride?
Not here. It's no good here.
At first, the police thought the girl had been hacked to pieces by a sex maniac. But now, investigation reveals much more. The terror they are hunting is something less than human, more monster than man. This girl wasn't born. She was assembled piece by piece from living human flesh. The killer took her apart the same way. This is what nightmares are made of. Scream and Scream Again with Vincent Price, Christopher Lee, and Peter Cushing is the ultimate in horror shock that will make you scream and scream again in color. Rated M.
All right, Scream and Scream Again. I'm sure everyone's doing that, listening to this music. Okay, let's see what we got here. You just heard Dry Bones Twist, The Drivers. Before that, Cha-Cha with the Zombies. That was The Upperclassmen. And then kicking off that monster dance set was The Voodoo Walk, Sonny Richards Panics with Cindy and Misty. All right, you're lost in paradise with your truly angel baby here at dublab.com. Just spinning some music for this Hallows Eve. Let's see, we're going to kick off next with Merv Griffin, who is actually a very well-known TV talk show host. This is a novelty record he did, House of Horrors, again here at dublab.com.
Good evening. My name is Bella Boris. Welcome to my House of Horrors.
Magnificent.
We don't go out to roll and rock. We get our kicks from the house of shop. He's got shaggy hair and a graveyard stare. Vampire blood spilled everywhere. That's
Vargas. Magnificent.
We don't go out to roll and rock. Wanna thrill, turn the lights down low.
steal the show. See,
Argus, the Magnificent.
We don't go out to roll and rock. We get our kicks from the house and shop. The cool, steal the show, see.
Argus, the Magnificent.
We don't go out to roll and rock. We get our kicks from the house and shop.
Was the Crescendos doing an instrumental version. You know, just don't cross a black cat on Halloween. Let's see, before that, Morgus the Magnificent, Morgus and the Three Ghouls, those guys singing about the great TV horror show host. Before that, House of Horrors, Merv Griffin, he was also a well-known TV talk show host who did that kind of wacky novelty record. Next up, I've got an old fave. I'm a huge fan of Screaming Lord Sutch and Joe Meek, and they're actually making a film about Joe Meek. Should be coming out possibly next year, and Kevin Spacey is involved somehow. I'm not quite sure how it'll work out. Hopefully they'll do Joe Meek justice, and I think I'll be playing one other cut by him later on in the show, so stay tuned for it. So here we go with Till the Following Night, Screaming Lord Sutch with the Savages here at dublab.com.
Thank you. The shades of night are falling, and the moon is shining bright. In the center of the graveyard, in the middle of the night, I get out of my grave, I beg a long black coffin till the falling night. I've got two horns on my head and a twinkle in my eye. Got a two-beat head, and it makes the chicks all sigh. When I hit them with my great big club, start a holler and cry. Dance and sing, I scream for me while we pound the floor. And while you shake your head, the whole job left. Well, I scream for more while the bats are flying. Kids are a-sighing, and the zombies are a-dancing, and the skeletons prancing. I get into my great big coffin till the falling night. Zombies are dancing, and the skeletons are dancing. I get into my great big coffin till the following night, till the following night, till the following night.
days I was walking past the cemetery. I saw a little girl, she's a walking towards me. So I made the scene and I went to see it. I got a look at a real zombie. I am known as a rockin' zombie. She said she was headed for a record hop, and I asked if I wanted to come and bop. I said, okay, this I have to see. Me making drag with the rockin' zombie. We split for the tombs and we did hear the rockin' the sound coming out of the beer. We entered the tomb and I had a glance. I noticed the cats had a real cool dance. They picked up their legs without bending their knees. They stuck up their arms and they grabbed for the breeze. They moved about with the shuffling sound, digging the beat coming out of the ground. We danced all night, the zombie and me. The sun came up for the cemetery. When they saw the light, they did flee. That was the end of my rockin' zombie.
Rockin' Zombie, that was the Crewnecks. Before that, Graveyard, the Phantom Five. And then kicking off that set, Till the Following Night, that was Screamin' Lord Sutch with the Savages, a Joe Meek production. Again, huge, huge fan, both those guys. All right, let's see what I got next. I got a Jack the Ripper set. There's so many renditions of this song. So I thought I'd put together a Jack the Ripper set since everyone's supposed to be scared out of their wits watching all their horror films and whatnot. So it's going to start off with the Tip Tops doing Jack the Ripper here at dublab.com.
Like the stars in the where the makeup jack didn't rip her. The Harley, Garley, and the pony you see, the white Tootsie and the booty green. The twist was a leather, leather night. This Jack the Ripper.
Up in your yo-yo.
Thank you. civil defense is common sense. This is Boris Karloff. No one can guarantee the survival of every home during a nuclear war, but a strong civil defense can save millions of lives. Make sure that yours is one of them. Learn how to protect your home. Call Civil Defense today.
All right, you just heard the One Way Streets. Now that's a rare treat for you. That's a garage record that was recorded by some really young teens, preteens, whose mothers actually took them to the recording studio to record that. The kids trashed the recording studio and the managers tossed the 45s into the trash for doing that. And that's why the record is so rare. So that's a little treat for you. And I don't think it's ever been comped. It may be on a CD somewhere, but I doubt it. And I think their version is a cover of the Screamin' Lurch song, Jack the Ripper. Before that, Jack the Ripper, David Lassity and his Rippers. And then obviously kicking off the Jack the Ripper set, Jack the Ripper by the Tip Tops. That's my favorite version. I have too many damn Jack the Ripper 45s. There's a lot out there. Don't ask me why. All right, you're lost in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at dublab.com. Just spinning my horse special show for you tonight. Or I guess today, depending on when you're listening. Let's see. We're going to keep in line with this Jack the Ripper theme. We've got a boogeyman set. It's going to kick off with Strangler in the Night. This is The Bugs, again, here at dublab.com.
The night may be warm, or it may be cold. I'm a man who needs someone, a woman to hold. I'm a loner with problems, many so small. But small problems in millions is no living ball. I need someone to cling to help me to bear these troubles and heartaches that tease, drive, and dare. I don't know a woman, and yet I crave on. My mind tells my body, don't stand there, get one. Then all of a sudden, I'm no longer clean. I'm a mass of wild muscle, a human machine. My body is reckless, my mind unaware. In these moments of madness, I fight, claw, and tear. And I'm me again. I've done wrong without knowing and caused so much pain. At last I am captured, no longer to roam. The state penitentiary will now be my home. And the worst thing that happens here in the clink is that you go out of your mind as you start to think. My mind's in a frenzy, my body in fright. And so now I've been labeled Strangler in the Night. Strangled in the night. Strangled in the night.
Thank you.
Night of Fear. That was The Move, because tonight is a night of fear, right, folks? Before that, Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. That was The Crossfires. That's my schizophrenic instrumental for you. And kicking off the Boogeyman set, Strangler in the Night, The Bugs. That's a favorite. I don't know. That record gets me every time. All right, you're Lost in Paradise with your truly Angel Baby here at dublab.com. Just spinning my original 45 RPMs from the 1950s and 60s. Some actual horror Halloween 45s and some just kind of, I guess, keeping in theme with the holiday. All right, so you got to have a vampire set. It's going to kick off with Night of the Vampire. This is the Moon Trekkers. This is Screaming Lord Such. This is his first record. Another Joe Meek production here at Dublab.
But he's a vampire.
He's a vampire.
Yeah, look at them things.
He's a vampire.
Ooh, look at them things.
Peeking through the night.
Yeah, man, ain't he a sight?
He's a vampire.
Late at night, down to coffee bed, he comes slithering in. He got them little black whiskers hanging down from his chin. He claims he's a demon, but he ain't no such a thing. He's a vampire. He can't hide them things. Yeah, look at them things.
He's a vampire.
He can't hide them things. He comes streaking through the night.
Whoop,
man, ain't he a sight?
He's a vampire.
Yeah.
this cat ain't handsome and he don't have much to say, but he kind of charms the girls in a weird sort of way. I guess the way he looks at them through them narrow cat eyes makes him want to get close and see what's with this guy. But he's a vampire.
Yeah, that's what he is.
He's a vampire.
I ain't nothing.
He comes creeping through the night. Yeah, man, and he'll side. He's a vampire. Yeah, that's what he is.
He's a vampire.
I ain't no friend of his.
He's a vampire.
Just look at this thing.
At Dracula's house by the sea. The hors d'oeuvres were fine, but I choked on my wine when I learned that the main course was me. Waitress, a vampire named Perkins, was so very fond of small gherkins. While she served the tea, she ate 43, which pickled her internal workings. Go on the left with the pitchforks. Igor, Igor. What a swimmer is Dracula's daughter, but her pool looks more red than an otter. The blood stains the boat, but it's easy to float, 'cause blood is much thicker than water. Transylvania. For dessert, there was batwing confetti and the veins of a mummy named Betty. I first frowned upon it, but with ketchup on it, it tasted very much like spaghetti.
All right, thank you, Zachary. Oh, good, I finally got that name correct. It's kind of a tongue twister for me. Dinner with Drac actually sounds like a good time. Another great horror, I don't know what you say, horror character from the 1950s, 60s era. All right, let's see, before that, Vampire, Bobby Garrett. And kicking off the vampire set, Night of the Vampire, The Moon Trekker, Screaming Lord Sutch, first record. Obviously, because he's not, you know, kind of the front runner of that band. And again, a Joe Meek production. Huge fan. All right, you're tuned in to Angel Baby here at Dublab. Just spinning some of my horror 45s for you today, Halloween. Hopefully everyone's having a good time and we'll go out and get some candy. Love that candy. All right, so I have two other shows, and I've spun two other horror shows, killradio.org and one at luxurymusic.com. And I think this next record is the only record that I'll be spinning twice just because there's so many damn horror 45s out there. And this is a favorite. It's a classic. It's a cover, but it's the best cover. So this is my Killer Insect set, and it's going to kick off with The Spider and the Fly, The Monocles, and this is another rare one for you here at Dublab.
Of space travel in Things to Come. More imaginative than his laser beams in War of the Worlds. More frightening than his warning of nuclear holocaust in The Time Machine. From H.G. Wells, history's most credible prophet, now comes his most incredible story, Empire of the Ants. A terrifying tale of civilization fighting for survival against armies of giant ants 10 feet tall, who control the human population by drugging them into submission. And man, the master, becomes man, the slave. Joan Collins, Robert Lansing, H.G. Wells, Empire of the Ants, from American International Pictures. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Empire of the Ants. They shall inherit the Earth sooner than you think.
Marabunta. That was the Thielman Brothers. They're Dutch. It's a Dutch record about killer ants. I think Marabunta is a South African term for killer ants. Let's see. Before that, Boris the Spider, the Chords. And then kicking off the killer insect set was the Spider and the Fly, the Monocles, classic instrumental, kind of garage instrumental. All right, let's see. We got a couple more sets to give you guys. Here's a Living Dead set. This is The Ghosts by The Phonics here at Dub Lab.
Oh my gosh, what's that? Say what? Oh well, I don't know a lot about a ghost, but there's a rumor that the old folks live. They said a ghost can't hurt you, but they sure will make you hurt yourself. A one night a I was a walking ball, just about a quarter to 12. I heard a noise behind me. You know my heart started beating like a whale.
Thank you.
Zombie, that was the Monotones. Before that, Ghost Walk, that was the Rockin' Ghosts. And kicking off that Living Dead set, Ghosts by the Phonics. Alright, you are Lost in Paradise with your Truly Inch Baby here at Dub Lab. Let's see what we've got next. The Cave, this is part one by Gary Spiderweb here at Dub Lab.
One dark and rainy night, my girl and I got lost in a cave. I called to her, and she calls to me, but we're still lost in the cave. Julie, 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 Julie. Where are you, Julie? I can't see you.
Julie! Jimmy! 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 Watch out for that bat.
I remember it was one dark and dreary night. The sky was dark and not a trace of light. That shortcut through the graveyard didn't feel too good, but nothing was gonna happen, at least I didn't think it could. Then I heard a noise that sounded like great big feet. Then I thought about this monster that craved on human meat.
Was it the creature from the Black Lagoon?
No!
Was it the creature called Frankenstein?
No!
I froze dead in my tracks, paralyzed, and I couldn't even look back. I heard a moan and a deathly groan. I was scared stiff and all alone. I strained my eyes into empty space, but then all of a sudden we were face to face.
Wrong record. Let me out of here.
Boom, 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 boom. Was it the creature from the Black Lagoon?
No.
Was it the creature called Frankenstein?
No, no, no.
Was it the creature called Wolfman?
No creature.
Well, then it must have been that thing.
He leaped at me, but before I could hit the ground, I was in my house on the other side of town. Now I'm in my easy chair, and without a doubt, he can't get in, and I know I'm not going out. As I close my story, here's a word for the wise. A shortcut through the graveyard is a bunch of jive.
Are you the creature from the Black Lagoon?
No!
Are you the creature called Frankenstein?
No!
Are you the creature called Wolfman?
No.
Well, then you must be the thing.
The Creature from Outer Space, that was the Jayhawks with Earl Palmer and Band. Yeah, that's a hard record to find. Before that, What Can It Be? Question mark, the Alvins. And kicking off that set, The Cave, Part 1, Gary Spiderweb. Just spinning all sorts of songs for you. Garage, vocal group, teen, novelty, wicked instrumentals. We don't discriminate here. We love them all. All right. Let's see, I got a devil set. Yeah, this is because it's such a devilish holiday. It's going to kick off with Buddy Howard doing Devil Dream Song here at Dublab.
Trouble and misery.
Oh, the devil came to me last night, and he came by the way of a dream. Said the way I was living was right, no matter how wrong it seemed. He said he'd teach me how to live, said he'd teach me how to get by. Not only would he teach me how to live, he said he'd teach me how to die. Teach me how to die, teach me how to die. So the devil came to me last night, and he kept his cloak on the floor. His eyes, they seemed to ignite, but I've seen that sign before. I've seen it in the bottom of a bottle of wine, I've seen it in the storm on the sea. And every time I see that sign, there's a problem.
They weave scarlet robes of sin in the devil's workshop. Sparkling diamonds made of glass, golden dreams that turn to brass, tempting lights that lose their glow in the devil's workshop down below. Devil dances as he sings, as he flaps his flaming wings. He paints a picture right before your eyes. He will cheat you from the start as he gambles for your heart. Look out, you fool, and don't believe his lies. They make smiles that turn to mist in the devil's workshop. Phantom lips that can't be kissed in the devil's workshop. They make vows you cannot trust, promises that turn to dust. They make debts you always owe in the devil's workshop down below. A wicked brew, he pours his spirit into you. The price you pay is such a frightful toll. Makes temptation for us all, flatters you until you fall. Look out, you fool, he's out to get your soul. They make chains to make you stay in the devil's workshop. We'll break those chains and get away from the devil's workshop. Raise your arms and shout your prayers. Call the Lord, he'll be right there to save you from the devil's workshop down, down below.
the mad room. A study, a chapel, a place to be alone. A scene of struggle, of horror, of death. Murder, the knife, blood, circles of blood. A hand, a thumb, singing, a voice. Two children, six adults, two parents. Four deaths, four murders, four bodies. One killer in the mad room. Columbia Pictures presents The Mad Room, starring Stella Stevens and Shelley Winters. The children are playing. Forgive them. The Mad Room, in Panavision and color. Rated M, suggested for mature audiences.
All right, let's see what we just heard. The Devil's Path, that was Johnny Saint and the Sinners. Before that, The Devil's Workshop, Peter Elliott. And kicking off that devilish set, Devil Dream Song, that was Buddy Howard. All right, I've got one last set to end the show. I mean, I gotta spin my Pumpkin Jack record. So here we go, Pumpkin Jack. This is Wendell Bynum and the Sinclair Sisters here at dublab.com.
Pumpkin Jack and the Pumpkin Patch lying there all alone, wishing for a little place, a place to call his own. Pretty little passerby, Pumpkin Jack, caught her eye. She picked him up, took him home, not for pumpkin pie. His lights would shine so bright on Halloween night. He'd scare that witch right from her broom and make that cat scratch at the moon. Pumpkin Jack in the pumpkin patch, lying there all alone, wishing for a little place, a place to call his own. Pretty little passerby, Pumpkin Jack, caught her eye. She picked him up, took him home, not for pumpkin pie. Right from her broom, Pumpkin Jack from the pumpkin patch. Now he's found a home. On Halloween night, you see his light shining from the window.
Tarantula. Thank you. the golden gown on. And it was such a low ground. She held out her hand and pleaded me for a dance. Baby, please give me just one chance. She looked into my eyes. Just thought I were in paradise. I had a dream last night, and it was a strange dream. Blue babe, I wish you were alive.
That's come into the close of my show. You just heard Voodoo Baby by the Corvettes. That's an old favorite of mine. Before that, Tarantula, Walt and the Silver Tones. And then kicking off that set, of course, Pumpkin Jack, Wendell Bynum and the Sinclair Sisters. You gotta have a pumpkin record on Halloween. So you've been Lost in Paradise with your truly Angel Baby here at dublab.com. You should stay tuned for more sounds from those little records with the big holes. I'm sure I'll be back to do another show here. You can find out more about me, yours truly, by going to my podcast page, which is lostinparadise.podomatic.com. So lostinparadise.podomatic.com. You can send me a message, or if you want any information about the records I played, you can just send me an email there. And I guess that's it. I think they're going to keep doing the live broadcast. So I'll end my show. And hopefully I'll just hear from you all sometime in the future.